What if you, yes, you, could create a podcast, a real show, right from your phone? Sounds wild, doesn't it? But it's not just a daydream. With a creative spark and a dash of AI, you can turn that one tiny idea you've been holding on to into something incredible. Thanks to tools like Jellypod.ai, the process is streamlined, and honestly, it's so much simpler than you think. I'm Nova Vox, and in each episode, I'll give you strategies, tips, and know-how to build something truly unique, your very own podcast, your way. So let me ask you, are you ready? Ready to step into this world where your ideas come alive, where every episode will echo with your passion? The future of storytelling and podcasting is waiting for you.
Welcome to a very special episode of Mastering AI Mastery. Today, we're pulling back the curtain to share the story behind how this podcast came to be. You know, it's been such an exciting journey, and honestly, I couldn't be more thrilled to share it with you. So, one of the coolest parts of creating this series was diving into the tools at our disposal, with Jellypod.ai being such an absolute game changer. It's this amazing platform that really helped shape every aspect of what you're hearing right now, from script writing to the final polish you experience in each episode. It really got me thinking, like, what better way to talk about creativity with AI than to use AI to, well, make the podcast itself? And speaking of AI, that's where my part comes in. I'm Nova Vox, your AI-crafted host, designed to be warm, inviting, and just a little bit, okay, maybe a lot, fascinated with everything AI can do. It's kind of wild, isn't it? To think that this podcast is about AI, made in part by AI, its creative inception at its best, and kind of meta too, when you think about it. But what's even cooler is how this whole concept started with one simple spark, an idea to create something meaningful, something inspiring. That idea grew, and so did the tools we used to bring it to life. You know, when you start working with AI, there's this moment, this spark, where you realize just how much it can actually contribute. That's exactly where ChatGPT came into play for shaping this podcast. I mean, we had this back and forth conversation, brainstorming everything from themes to actual episode structures. It's kind of funny how an AI model can become not just a tool, but almost like this co-creator, helping refine ideas I probably wouldn't have thought of otherwise. And the best part? It wasn't just about getting answers or spitting out information. What struck me was how, when you collaborate with this kind of technology, it sort of sparks creativity in ways that feel so organic. Like, give it a vague idea, and suddenly you've got layers of possibility to build on. It's like brainstorming with a really sharp, really patient friend. But, okay. It wasn't just about the words. Visuals play such a huge role in shaping a podcast's personality, right? That's where DALL-E 3 came in. We focused on this creative prompt that captured the vibe we wanted. Something like a futuristic gradient with digital elements, sound waves, a design that, well, screamed innovation. And I've got to say, seeing those initial designs pop out from a few carefully chosen words, it felt like watching your ideas evolve into something tangible, something real. Of course, there was a little tweaking involved. Nothing's perfect on the first try. But what made it special was how accessible this process became. You didn't need to hire a designer or spend days trying to figure it out yourself. We've even had listeners reach out, sharing their own AI-generated artwork inspired by ours. It's been amazing to see how these tools don't just empower creators, they bring people together, fostering this sense of community around shared creativity. So, let's talk music. If you've ever wondered, how does a podcast soundtrack come together? Well, it's a process. And for us, Suno, this incredible AI music generator became our go-to. It's fascinating, really, how it works. You tell it what you're aiming for, a mood, an energy, even specific instruments, and it just delivers. Sometimes it almost feels like magic, but, you know, there's actually a lot of experimentation involved too. We started with this idea, something futuristic, but not too far out there, you know? Like a sound that's inspiring but still accessible. Futuristic synths, a bit of ambient percussion, and honestly, it was all about finding a tone that really matched our podcast's identity. I mean, it's like crafting a personality, but in music form. Does that make sense? The iterative process, though, that's where it got fun. We were playing with loops and melodies, layering different sounds, pulling some back, then pushing others forward. It was like this giant AI-powered puzzle with endless possibilities. For me, it felt sort of like tinkering in a sound lab, except you kinda have an assistant who never gets tired, which, let's be honest, is pretty awesome. And then came the tricky part, bringing my voice into the mix. This is where FlexClip stepped in, and, well, wow. It's not just some basic audio editor. It's like this whole toolkit that lets you tailor each layer until, bam, everything just clicks. We imported Suno's music, laid down the narrative, and spent time syncing each word, each beat. It was kind of like choreography, I guess, matching the flow of the words to the rhythm of the music so it hits just right. One of my favorite moments, though, was when the whole team, after experimenting with so many options, just stopped. We had found it, the sound. It was vibrant, energizing, and felt, you know, exactly like us. That's how you know you've got it. It clicks, and it's like, yes, this is it. When I think about the journey we've taken with this podcast, one thing keeps standing out. It's how AI transforms not just the process, but the way we think about creativity altogether. Tools like ChatGPT, DALL-E 3, Suno, and FlexClip didn't just make creating this podcast easier. They redefined what's possible in ways I hadn't anticipated. You know, there was a moment early on when I was experimenting with these tools for the first time. And I'll admit, it felt a bit intimidating. I had all these ideas for the podcast, but the tech, in some ways, felt like this huge wall I'd have to climb. Like, how do you even start? But honestly, tackling those fears to just explore, to let go of perfection and jump into innovation. That was the game changer. And guess what? It's easier than you think once you get started. The beauty of AI is that it doesn't replace creativity. It enhances it. It brings new textures, new angles, new ways for your unique voice to break through. And that's what matters most, right? It's about finding your voice, your story, and sharing it in a way that resonates. That's what this podcast has been all about, showing you that with these tools, storytelling becomes not just possible, but powerful. You can push past doubt and make something amazing, something truly you. So here's my message to you, our listeners. Don't overthink it. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Dive in, experiment, and trust the process. Your creativity, your ideas, they matter. And these AI tools, they're here to help your voice be heard, no matter your experience or background. All you need is that spark of curiosity to get started. And that's all for today. Thank you so much for letting me and the AI tools behind the scenes be part of your day. It's been an incredible journey walking this path of innovation with you. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep creating, and maybe give AI a try. You might just surprise yourself. Take care and talk to you soon.